This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 16, written by David Den Haan. Answers to Moses' Prayers. From Acts 2. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Many centuries before the events of Pentecost, Moses and the children of Israel had a horrible experience with fire, and Moses prayed for it to stop. You see, God had responded to the constant whining and rebellion of Israel by consuming some of the people with fire. Moses prayed that the fire would die down, and God granted Moses' request immediately. Soon after that episode, Moses said to his co-leader Joshua, "I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit on them." God would grant that request too, but it wouldn't be until the day described in today's reading. At Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit came on the apostles in the form of fire. This was not a fire of destruction, but a symbol of God's purifying love and blessing. The Spirit would come on many others too, taking people from confusion about Jesus to clarity, from ignorance to repentance, from darkness to light. God, through the apostles, trained believers from all nations for faith, obedience, and ministry. The Spirit's ongoing work in people today is why Scripture penetrates souls, faith in Jesus springs to life, and all of His followers can speak with authority about Him. The Spirit's work in their lives makes them prophets, and that is the answer to Moses' prayer. Is the Spirit working in your life too? Will you pray with me? Thank You for answering Moses' prayer, Lord. Make us Your prophets through Your Spirit for Your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.